So what we have here is Bhasha India website, bhashaindia.com, and you can see that we have a lot of things available here. There are message boards where it's the issues of developers who have issues related to developing on Indian language. In fact, .NET supports all these Indian languages that I've demonstrated to you. So it's pretty comprehensive, even the support for developing applications on a platform in Indian languages. Let me show you this interesting download. Although I've shown you the keyboard, I've shown you on-screen keyboard, it's still a little difficult for a person who is well-versed with the English square layout to sort of type in Indian languages. And to address that, we have introduced a transliteration keyboard or a phonetic keyboard, which allows you to type in English, but it does a phonetic mapping of English characters to Hindi characters. So if you want to type Abhishek, you'll basically type A-B-H-I in English, and it'll automatically be mapped to Abhishek in Hindi, or for that matter, in Tamil or Kannada, which are the other languages that are supported at the moment by this.
This is so great. Could we just take a look at it?
Oh, definitely. So what I need to do is, I need to go again to Control Panel. Any ideas where I'm going next?
Yes, sure. Read the language options.
Exactly. And I go to the library, click on details, I select Hindi here, and I click on add. Now for each language, I can have multiple keyboards active at any given time. So for alternative Hindi Indic IME, which I downloaded from Bhasha India and installed, and I'll click on OK. This will make the Indic IME available to me. Now, coming to how we use that, let me fire Notepad again. I'm going to maximize it because that's all we're going to have any business with. I'm going to select Hindi here. And once Hindi is selected, I will say show language bar. I sort of find it convenient when it's floating on the top right-hand corner of my screen. Now, you'll see that Hindi Traditional is the default keyboard when I selected Hindi. But I can change that to another keyboard, which is the Indic IME. This keyboard allows me to transliterate in English. So when I'm typing it in English, but it's coming in. Okay, let me try it again. I'm so used to the traditional keyboard that I find it hard to type in Hindi phonetically, but I'm going to try it again. So pa will be P and ka will be K.
So what you're saying is, though you tish, the right characters appear in Hindi or whatever regional language we're using.
Exactly. So you'll see this little floating toolbar here that essentially guides me to how to type phonetically. It's slightly easy, but it can be a little tricky sometimes. So when I type D, it says that D corresponds to the character D. It also tells me that if I want the sound D, I need to type capital D. And if I want the sound D, I need to type capital D and H. And if I want...
So what is the future of the whole Bhasha project in India?
Well, India is a language, is a country of diverse languages, and there are always going to be languages that are required to be supported. We're going to add support for two Indian languages in SP2, that is XP-SP2. I know a lot is being said about security enhancements in SP2. What is not spoken as vocally is the support for Bengali and Malayalam, which is going to be added in SP2. In fact, I'd like you to meet a gentleman called Ravish again, who is in our Delhi office. And he's actually been driving the Indian language support in Windows for a while now. He will really be able to shed light on the future of Indian language support in Microsoft products.
Thank you, Deepak, for sparing your time. And we'll catch you soon sometime again with more.
Most definitely, Abhishek. Thank you very much.
When more languages become available, you can count me to be here.
Definitely. It was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you as well.
Bye.
Thank you.